Okay, my coworkers are Mary Jane Kiefer and Elaine Zahn. We work together on this perinatal depression screening program at Contra Costa County WIC. So this presentation, I'll show you the steps that we took to implement our program, and I'll show you our screening tool, protocol that we followed, and the results we got from our quest to find out if the program was helpful. Enter? Is that what I press? I'll try it. Or the forward key?
This one? Try that.
Yeah.
I have no relationships to disclose. So for those of you who are not familiar with WIC, WIC is a federally funded program, supplemental food and nutrition program for low-income pregnant women and infants and children. And that's at the 185% poverty level. Our program was funded by the California State WIC program. WIC serves 50% of all infants and 25% of all children in the United States. And mothers are at high risk for depression. WIC mothers are at high risk for depression. And WIC has the opportunity to educate, screen, and refer all clients. So to give you some background, perinatal and interconceptional depression is any level of depression which occurs during or between pregnancies and lasts for more than 2 weeks. Less than 2 weeks, that's the baby blues, and that's not depression. Approximately 15 to 21% of women experience depression during pregnancy. Some mothers may not look or act depressed, yet depression can negatively affect a woman's pregnancy and the health of her children. Depressed mothers interact less with their children, and these children cry more, and they have more behavioral problems. The stigma of mental health problems and cultural practices may preclude a woman from seeking help. And depression can last a lifetime without treatment. Listed on this slide are a few of the symptoms, a few of the many symptoms of depression. And it's important to note that anxiety is a common symptom of depression, so much so that we often refer to our program as depression and anxiety screening. So the questions we asked were, does a perinatal and interconceptional depression screening program implemented in a WIC environment improve the emotional well-being of WIC clients? And is the program sustainable? Our project consisted of 4 steps. The first was training of all Contra Costa County WIC staff with an initial 4-hour perinatal depression training session led by Peck Inman. She's a marriage and family therapist specializing in perinatal depression. And we also held additional staff training as necessary. We provided perinatal depression training workshops for over 500 health professionals here in the Bay Area. The second step was to screen. And over the past 2.5 years, WIC has completed over 100,000 screenings of WIC clients. And we initially used the Patient Health Questionnaire 9 and then transitioned to the Patient Health Questionnaire 4 plus 2 to cut down on time in administering this screening. The third step was to educate, and we educated WIC clients during individual counseling and through WIC classes. And the final step was to participate in the Perinatal Depression to Wellness Coalition, which brought together key stakeholders within Contra Costa County to create a system of prevention, support, and referrals for depression and anxiety. This is our patient health questionnaire 4 plus 2. The first 4 questions, a woman would select score between 0 and 3, and 0 means that these situations or feelings do not pertain to her. If she selected a score of 1, then that means that it occurred a few days within a 2-week period. A score of 2 is more than half the days, and a score of 3 is nearly every day. And so a total score would be found by adding up the scores for questions 1 through 4. And questions 5 and 6 are the plus two. And those questions we asked to see if a woman was in immediate danger. And those were assessed separately. So in addition to the screening, we asked WIC mothers, what are some of the causes of feeling stressed, down, or worried? And they selected a number of issues, such as trying to cope with children, unhappy with their body or weight, big changes in life. And respondents were allowed to pick multiple answers. And this is the protocol we followed. A woman scoring 0 to 2 was considered to have no depression, and she would receive referrals if necessary, and like all WIC clients, she would receive education on depression. A score of 3 to 5 is mild depression, and a woman within this range would receive our perinatal depression brochure, that's this, and she would receive a referral list, and we would circle which referrals we thought would be helpful for her. This procedure is also followed for women who are moderate or severe depression, with the addition of a referral to public health nursing for follow-up, assistance in calling a crisis hotline if necessary, and also the women were required to have a follow-up with WIC staff on her next visit to WIC. A score greater than 0 on either question 5 or 6, regardless of the mother's score on the first 4 questions, resulted in a referral to the public health nursing, assistance calling a crisis hotline if necessary, or stand for mothers experiencing abuse. In a few cases, WIC staff have actually walked WIC clients to crisis to clinic services for immediate care. In April 2011, all WIC clients with appointments to see nutrition staff were selected to give a snapshot of the program activity and to allow us to evaluate the program impact. Of the 2,132 clients, 22% experienced some level of depression, with 7% in the moderate to severe categories. Our WIC clients reported a number of reasons to be depressed. This chart shows the results for mothers who were moderately to severely depressed. As you can see, money issues comes in as the number one reason. This helped with our program planning, as we now have a partner to provide financial education classes at WIC. The second most common was not having enough sleep. And as you can see, there's big life changes, and trying to cope with children come in high as well. So we did a 3-month follow-up with WIC clients who screened positive for moderate to severe depression. And it was conducted to see if scores on the PHQ 4 plus 2 improved, to find out if mothers used resources recommended by WIC staff, and to gain an understanding of what helped mothers to improve their score. Improvement was determined by a change from one category to another, one level of depression. 80 of the 139 mothers with moderate to severe depression were available for follow-up. Of the women contacted, we found that 81% improved, 10% had no change, and 9% were worse. As you can see here, 50% of those contacted during our follow-up used WIC's referrals and improved. 15% of those contacted used WIC referrals but did not improve. I'm sorry, did I say 15? That was 13%. And 31% did not use WIC referrals but improved on their own. 6% did not use WIC referrals and did not improve. So what helped? Some said WIC staff and WIC referrals, such as public health nursing or crisis hotlines, were helpful. And most helpful was individual professional counseling. So some of our evaluation limitations were that we were not able to contact all individuals in the follow-up sample group, and also the three-month follow-up questionnaire was administered verbally rather than written as the initial one was administered. Lessons learned through our implementation of the program were that women using referrals improve their emotional health status. Although beneficial, screening can be time-consuming for both staff and clients. And WIC nutritionists required basic training in how to briefly intervene with a mother who is depressed and how to refer individuals with moderate to severe depression. Depression portrays itself in many ways. 20% of low-income mothers experiencing perinatal depression is significant, and the fact that their children are receiving less care and attention from their mothers is of great concern. Tools are available, and staff can be trained to briefly screen and refer these mothers. Positive program outcomes show that identifying depression and providing education and referrals can improve mothers' emotional well-being. Once the initial funding ran out for the program, it has been sustained since without additional monies. There are a number of policy implications. Our screening program can be replicated in WIC sites throughout the nation. Short validated screening tools for depression are useful, available, and easy to administer. And identifying and providing help for depression in the early stages of pregnancy and child rearing helps ensure that mothers can provide more care and attention to their children. So the next steps, they're actually yours. We encourage you to visit our website and see how easy we have made it for you to implement a perinatal depression screening program in your organization. We have listed, I have listed here only a few of the many PDF documents that are available for you for free on our website. And I have some copies of some of the different documents. If you're interested, they're on the back table. One of our posters, and this is the handout that we use in WIC classes, and everything is available in English and Spanish. Thank you. Well, I'm not.
Vietnamese. Farsi. How did you handle? We have a translation service. We don't have it in the brochure, but we have people that speak the languages, like the individual languages, in the clinic, or if they don't. Even deaf, we have transition.
And then how did you not overwhelm public health nursing and the individual psychotherapist? How did you have enough capacity?
Well, this was brought in. I mean, it was planned well in advance. I think initially we did overwhelm them and we cut back. I think we were initially referring all women, even the mild depressed, and that's how we cut back to the moderate to severely depressed. And we followed up within WIC with the mild depression. Yes, some of them were, and we noted it. They're on our WIC documents, we note that they are, but we are only a referral. We don't deal with the medication or the doctor, so we only just take note.
I want to add that we have a new innovative grant that's going to be starting, that mental health is co-located with the WIC clients and one of our clinics. People will be given medication if they need it, and therapy if they need it, and no questions, you know, they will
will actually be given the medication at on site. Mm-hmm. So to circumvent the problems of, not making to the appointment, and also I'm not going to mental health. There's nothing wrong with my mental health. The stigma, that's what I'm trying to say. Yeah, so that hopefully will be in the works this year. But they have innovative grants everywhere, so, you could get an innovative grant yourself.
So, I'm sorry, did you say what the source of that grant was? Was that state?
It was state, but it was a state pot of money and for mental health, and I think that there would be other human sources.
Sure.
In life of the state.
Yes?
Two quick questions. One, did you have identified screening intervals at the Lake Clinic?
I don't know what you mean by that.
When were women screened? When they came in for recertification or
enrollment and recertification? All women, the first 3 months, in order to capture every person that walked in the door, they were screened. So that was overwhelming. then after that initial screening, after the first 3 months, we screened only new enrollments and recertification, so we would gather everyone else, and every time, and also any time the child is seen for any reason, they're screened. So,
and then my second question was, how did you go about developing your referral sources for those that are identified with the moderate or severe?
That was very time-consuming. We started with, what we could collect from different resources. Within the coalition, we had other sources. We brought them all together, and then we had some WIC staff call and make sure that they had the correct phone numbers to find out what kind of languages they could accommodate, and to get details on exactly what they're. What they offer, and our referral sheet is quite detailed. It's very helpful.
Is it for those that are uninsured and underinsured as well? Is there any requirements for those services?
I believe some of the services do have restrictions.
Okay.
And I think now we need to make our transition to our next speaker, but same thing.